Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Engelbert Humperdinck's fairy tale opera Hansel and Gretel is taking place this weekend here in the Hub City. We'll have all the details, including a visit with the director on the set of the opera. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are actually on the stage of the Allen Theater at Texas Tech University, and we're visiting with Dr. Gregory Brooks, who is producing and directing Hansel and Gretel, which is the opera that's taking place at the Texas Tech University School of Music this coming weekend. Dr. Brooks, Greg, welcome. Glad
you're
with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us, how did you decide that for the opera this semester you wanted to do Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel and Gretel is a wonderful fairy tale that so many people are familiar with. And the composer, Engelbert Humperdinck, has written a beautiful score that provides a lot of roles for our students to participate in. It also is one of the German operas that is singable by a cast that is both graduate level and undergraduate level.
Right.
We allow all of our students at Texas Tech to audition for the operas. And so this is one of the German operas. Many of the other German operas, Wagner, those are a little too advanced for a college-level production. And so Hansel and Gretel is one of those operas that really works well for us. And it gives our singers an opportunity to sing in German. So
right.
That's a big consideration for what we do.
So we're talking about the German romantic composer Engelbert Humperdinck, who wrote this opera, and also the fact that you will sing it in the German vernacular. You'll actually sing it as it was written.
That's correct. We're going to sing it in German, and there will be English supertitles so that the audience can see the translation
right. As
we perform.
Right.
Yeah.
For folks who don't know, you decide the opera, and you have a pretty good idea that it's, you know, doable in our circumstances. What process then happens to cast it and then begin rehearsals and produce it?
The students audition for the voice faculty sometime in May every year. And at that time, we will set the cast list for our fall production and our spring production. So the students know, you know, roughly 8 or 9 months ahead of time that they're going to be cast in the opera. And that gives them an opportunity to start learning the opera on their own. And so they're expected to start listening to the opera, start listening to recordings of the opera, start learning it on their own, maybe taking vocal issues that they might have with some of the parts to their teacher, their voice teacher, to work on those. And then because this is a foreign language opera, the coachings with our opera coach, Dr. Bill Averill, started quite early. They started sometime in October. And so the students have been going on a weekly basis to sing through their role. And they get feedback from Dr. Averill about the musicality, about the language, about rhythms. And all of those musical elements are taken care of in advance. And by the time we get to January, that's when we start with the staging rehearsals. And so those are often 3 or 4 evenings a week. And Lubbock Moonlight Musicals gives us their rehearsal space. So we go out and use their space and rehearse and stage the opera. And it takes us, you know, roughly 2 months to get the opera on its feet. And at this stage, we're now in Allen Theatre, and it's time for us to let the singers try the set and be in costume. And they get wigs and makeup later on this week. And so this is kind of the final stage where we're putting everything together.
Right. So by doing this in the late spring of last semester and through the summer, this has a long time to percolate. So singers have a chance to really sing it in, get it in their voice, and be ready so they can give a really good performance, have a good experience.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. One of the hardest things with opera is that it needs to be memorized. And that takes a good chunk of time. And it needs to be so well memorized that the singer can handle the staging requirements, so moving from one place to another place, having to deal with props, remembering to pick up a prop and put it back down again, having to deal with the conductor and making sure that they enter at the appropriate time, having to deal with any kind of a mistake that might happen, you know, because those, it's live performance, those happen from time to time. And, you know, and they're wearing a costume that maybe doesn't feel quite like their normal clothes. They have a wig on their head, which is going to make them hot. They have to be so well memorized that none of those factors influence them during the performance. And so we do give them a lot of time to get it well learned and ingrained and in their bodies.
Right. Well, standing here on the set, it's a wonderful set. There's a couple of parts to it. There's a beautiful cottage here in the back. Looks like sort of a German fairy tale cottage that everybody might think of from a children's story, which of course Hansel and Gretel is. How did the set come about and how was it built?
Tim Walsh is the scenic designer for Texas Tech Opera Theater. And Tim has been here for more than 20 years designing the operas for us. And he's a wonderful artist. And so he comes up with a scenic design, mm-hmm. and he comes up with all of the drawings, all of the specs for the different pieces. And, you know, we may have a discussion, he and I may have a discussion about what we need, if there's any kind of a special staging requirement that I might need. You know, I'm thinking of The Marriage of Figaro, where Cherubino has to jump out the window. You know, that's the type of thing that the set designer needs to be aware of, so that, that those elements can be designed into the set. Right. In this particular piece, the witch has to get stuffed into the oven. And so that's something that has to be built. If we had a teeny tiny oven, it wouldn't work. So we have to have a big enough oven that the witch can actually get stuffed in at the end. Of course, we have other pieces. The witch's house, which is made all of candy, there needs to be pieces of the house that the kids can actually peel off and eat.
Right. Oh, and that's what we're looking at now is the witch's house.
That's right.
And so there's icing on the roof, candy cane windows, all of that, right?
Lifesaver decorations and cookies all over the place.
Right. Gingerbread children we can see, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Do you have anything special that you have for the witch or the Dew Fairy? Are they going to do any kind of spectacular things?
You know, in some productions, you know, if the Metropolitan Opera were going to do Hansel and Gretel, they'd probably have the witch flying, you know, maybe even flying through the audience. Unfortunately, we don't have quite the budget to be able to do that.
Right.
But the witch is going to do some dancing and come in and surprise the audience, I think. And we do have quite a few effects planned for the demise of the witch.
Oh,
and so that should be a lot of fun. Right. And we have two guest children's groups that are going to be joining us.
Tell us.
The West Texas Children's Chorus will be joining us to sing the final chorus, and the Hub City Performing Arts School, their junior competition, musical theater competition team, is joining us to perform the Pantomime of Angels that happens at the end of Act Two. So we have a lot of support from the community, and they're absolutely adorable.
Right.
So it's been wonderful to collaborate with them and have them join us for this.
That's great. And you'll also have the resources of a full orchestra,
mm-hmm.
right? And if I remember right from way back when I was in school, it's a substantial orchestra, 8 horns, I think, maybe double winds. It's a big orchestra.
It is a big orchestra. Unfortunately, we don't have quite the space in this pit to be able to have it as full as it would be in another pit. We're at about 65 musicians for this orchestration, but that is still a big orchestra for Allen Theatre.
Right.
So it's going to be a full sound that's coming out of that pit, and it's going to make a lot of noise.
Right.
It should be wonderful.
Great. How can people get tickets and tell us times and dates for these performances?
So the performances are happening this Friday and Saturday, the 30th and 31st at 7:30 p.m. here at Allen Theater. Tickets are available on our website, music.ttu.edu. If you go to the events page and click on the operas, you'll be able to purchase tickets that way, or you can always purchase tickets at the door.
Okay. Great. Excellent. Dr. Greg Brooks, as always, thank you for taking your time. I know it's a busy week. It's production week. So thank you very much for carving out a little bit of time to talk to us on the front row.
My pleasure.
Today's edition of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.